Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by Ms. Dimple Wallabus, who is running for City Council District 46. Welcome. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, who is Dimple Wallabus?
Well, Dimple Wallabus is a mother, a wife, a business owner, a community leader, and Dimple Wallabus hails from Georgetown, Guyana, and currently lives here in Brooklyn, in New York. A mother of three and a wife, of course. So that's pretty much Dimple Wallabus, a person who has been here working and trying to, you know, live the American dream and to realize the American dream and to have children who will take their rightful place in society as assets as well.
So you are looking to represent District 46, which encompasses Bergen Beach, Canarsie, Flatlands, Georgetown, Juruston Beach, Marin Park, Mill Basin, Mill Island, Shepherd's Bay. That's a diverse district. What are the issues of most concern to your constituents and how do you plan to address them?
Indeed, what you just listed there is a very diverse district. Some of the concerns, I think it's across the board. Economic recovery, of course, from COVID, affordable housing, having safe streets. So those are some of the issues and concerns, not only in our district, but just throughout New York City, but additionally to our district specific. Yes, those are some of the issues and concerns at the forefront of which we will attack on day one, you know, for the campaign.
So when you say you plan to attack on day one, what are some of the ways you plan to address those concerns? Can you share with us briefly?
Well, I should say that over the past year, due to the pandemic, our nonprofit, as a candidate, I've actually been able to address some of those issues, you know, even though I'm not in office as yet, but we were able to provide 1 million pounds of food throughout the district. We were the only campaign or candidate, I should say, that distributed over 80,000 masks throughout the district. So we were in the streets, on the ground, doing the work when some of our locally elected officials were not being seen or nowhere close, because being in the streets, of course, was the most dangerous place to be, you know, pretty much exposing yourself to COVID and being ill and being sick. But that's one of the things I wanted to do, because the community had the cries and concerns for leadership, and I was able to, you know, muster up the resources. So when I say attack on day one, I should really retract and say that we've been doing the work in the community when our leaders really were not there. So we were actually doing those things in the community already.
And speaking about leadership, these are challenging times. We need leaders who can execute. And you have said, and I quote, "It's time for our community to have a leader who will listen to the voices of the people before they speak for the people." Can you elaborate?
Oh, absolutely. I do believe, as a constituent myself, I believe our elected officials actually speak for us and do not give us a chance to express our concerns. And in our community, there's been one group of people who've been leading us. And for the past 50 years, we've been disenfranchised. Our community has not been served the correct way. It's been underserved. Our black and brown community have been overlooked. And it's time for us to level the playing field and have some of those issues addressed when it comes to the inequities, like providing the proper resources, especially our youth. A lot of times people talk about some of the young people hanging out on a street corner, but what can we do to actually combat that? If we were to have the proper comprehensive programs to engage them in the right way and encourage them a little more, then maybe we will see more, you know, results of young people being more engaged, less crime in our community. So, you know, those are some of the things. When I talk about being able to have a voice and being able to not elected officials speak for us, but speak for ourselves, because nobody asks us what we really want. And it's time for us to actually speak up and say what we have a problem with. We don't usually hear that. The issues are not being addressed. What really concerns us.
So as an immigrant, how do you intend to fight for the immigrant community, in particular the Caribbean community? Are there any initiatives that you want to support or introduce?
Well, of course, as an immigrant myself, coming hailing from Guyana, there are a lot of immigrants and Caribbean people who live in our district, very, very diverse. And what I will say, the immigrants and the Caribbean concerns are equal to everybody else's concern in the district. So I wouldn't say there's a specific concern only to the Caribbean community. But what I'll say is that we have had a pattern when we come to America. It is usually work very hard, maybe two or three jobs, to take care of our family, make sure we provide, you know, comprehensive education for our children, support them in the best way possible, and for them to go out in society and become assets. And then we want to save and make sure we buy a house. And this is usually a pattern. One of the things we do not do a good job of is staying engaged in our community, which is to be actively involved in maybe our community board or a local precinct council, or being actively involved, you know, in other ways. So now it's time for us to step up to the next level of taking a role in leadership. Moreover, women being in leadership positions, because we're not seeing that very often. And in our Black and Brown community, we need to have a voice of people who can actually, you know, be from the Caribbean too, but yet, you know, have a voice for our people, because just like how food is different and people are accustomed to different types of food, is the same thing. We bring different things to the table, and it's great to have that inclusion. And if we even look at the city council, there are only 12 women out of 51. So there's time for us to have more inclusion, whether it be women from the Caribbean, whether it be women in general, whether it be Black and Brown people, but we need inclusion too.
So, Ms. Wallibus, why should one vote for you as the next representative of City Council District 46, and how can one support your candidacy?
Well, the first thing I'll say to answer that first part of the question is that our campaign has been grassroots. It's organic. It's natural. Our volunteers are just, you know, residents from the community and throughout Brooklyn. And our campaign is not linked to the establishment. We can actually stand and speak. We are not tied into any political elitists or any elite groups. We are just an organic campaign who is just trying to represent the people and be the voice of our community. As I said, as a person who feel very disenfranchised and don't feel as if we're having enough for our children and our seniors and our business owners and our community as a whole, I would say that that's the difference, is that I'm actually a person who stands with the people because I'm one of those people. And the other part of the question, if someone would like to be involved or engage in a campaign, of course, they can go to our website or one of our social media platform. It's just www.dimplewillibus.com. And of course, we are on all the major social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even on LinkedIn. And we are definitely always welcoming of new people to volunteer on the campaign and to join our movement. And of course, we always talk about a movement. And the movement we always describe is the movement of newness, of new leadership, of freshness, of bringing in young people, because one of the things I'm big on is engaging our youth, because most times in our communities, we do not see even in school incorporating civic engagement. And that's why a lot of people are not focus on voting, especially like in a primary. Most people, when you speak to them, they would ask you, what's the primary? So definitely engaging our youth, and we want to welcome more young people to our team, to our volunteer squad, and to engage them and, you know, encourage them along the civic engagement aspect of things.
So Ms. Wallibus, we want to thank you so much for being here, and we wish you the very best in your campaign, and we look forward to having you back here again.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to coming again and speaking with you guys. Thank you.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.